Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the September 30 edition. Sausage and some simple grilling. That's what we're covering right now. But anyway, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Barbecue Bob, fall is kind of upon us, finally. We had that little five-day unseasonably warm heat wave that is now broke, and it kind of I'm starting to feel a little bit of fall. Tomorrow is our first day of bow season for deer, and boy, I just can't get into it when it's that warm. But
I can't get into it when I don't have my drywall up yet.
Yeah, that's true. That's the real
answer. I can't even think about hunting right now.
Right.
We've got this house project, and I'm working heavily right now on getting the electrical wrapped up and inspected so I can get the drywallers in there.
Right. Yep. Once it goes quick once they get up, then you get it mudded and finished, and then you throw some paint on it, and it starts looking like a house in a hurry.
Right.
So that's good. And yep. So
I'm with you, though, and I've got some of the biggest doe hanging around my house I have ever seen.
Really?
I've got these two that cross in the driveway every night and morning, and, you know, I have a 900-foot driveway, right?
Right.
And halfway up it, they've got this little run that they like to run. They'll do it right in front of you sometimes, and,
right,
and they'll see you, and they'll be as surprised as you are. And these two girls are like muleys.
Huh.
They are giants. And
freezer,
I don't know,
meat.
We might have too many deer in the neighborhood right,
right,
yep, now.
Yeah, little freezer meat. Nothing wrong with that, but... So what are you thinking, man? You've got this little thing on my notes here that says slide into home plate. Can you tell us about that?
Well, that's right under running the game on brats.
Right.
So it's just a little ball theme here. So
yeah,
when I was talking about on running the game on brats is people love brats. And we're talking about sausage and simple grilling, right? And a
right,
brat and a hot dog or something that is just very, very popular. And people with grills all have different ways they like to do brats. And some people maybe say they don't have success or they freak out over them mm-hmm. because of this or that. It's sausage. It's, you know, is it cooked thoroughly? Blah, blah, blah. Well, if you can do indirect grilling on your grill, and most people can, I always like to throw a little smoke and indirect heat on brats, only because they tend to want to burn very easily because of all the fat that's dripping off them. And I don't care for blackened meat,
right,
that type anyway.
So when you say, for the people that may not be familiar with the term, when you say indirect grilling, what you're talking about is separating the meat from the heat. And there is no direct heat underneath the meat. Yet it's on one side and your meat is on the other. You leave the lid closed and you're creating a convective heat or kind of like an oven in there. And that way, when that fat starts to render, when that brat gets hot on the inside, you're going to get juices. And that
yep,
juices is that fat rendering, right?
Right?
And if it drips down on the flame side of the grill, you get flare-ups and then it burns.
Mm-hmm.
So what we try to do is do those on an indirect grill for the most part, and then sometimes I'll throw them on the direct side for the last maybe minute and roll them a couple times because I like that casing a little bit crispy. And that it won't get necessarily crispy if it's on the indirect through the entire cook, but about 95% of the cook, I'm 100% with you as an indirect cook because those drippings are hitting, you can either catch them in a pan or let them go to the bottom of your grill. But
well, once you do brats in a smoker, you'll never want to grill them again because they take on some smoke. They actually puff up bigger. They, because of the process, they do render, but just more slowly. But what you get is this just beautiful, big, fat brat that is so stinking wicked to pull off the smoker and hand to somebody.
Right.
And that's the best part about grilling is, right, is when you're handing out the treats.
Right.
The other thing is... you just don't tend to burn them,
right?
And you don't have the grease fires and stuff. But if you want to take them out of there and throw them on the grill and crisp them up a little bit more, but they do tend to get a pretty good snap. I do them at about 300 degrees, so I still get some smoke, but I have a little higher temp.
Okay. So they're going to cook.
And that's part of it.
You know, there's a lot of brats out there, too, as well. Our friends, our resident board of director butcher, Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats, I think he makes like 20 22 or 23 different flavors of brats. And it's not just the spices that you put in there, but he'll put beef brisket as opposed to pork sausage.
Spinach and Swiss.
Right, and there's chicken, and there's, you know, steak, and some of them are heavy on the vegetables that are in them. And, you know, these, we're not talking about the commercial brats that you buy from the big brand stores.
Right.
The brats that I like the most have a flavor profile that I can relate with. You know, you've got maybe like a jalapeno cheese. Well, a little cheese with the with that sausage is awesome.
Well, the jalapeno is really nice with it too.
Exactly.
I had jalapenos on my eggs this morning.
Right. Exactly. So. I know you're a spicy pepper guy, and that's why I said it. But some of these places will even make them with the beer. We've got a brewery here in Grand Rapids called Harmony.
What did you think of? Go ahead.
And they make their own sausages to serve with their beer in their brewery. But they make them with a lot. The moisture content in the brat is part of one of their beers that they'll put in there. So they'll make them with stouts. They'll make them with porters. They'll make them with.
And how do you like them?
You know, some of them real well. Others of them not so well because it sometimes
takes the flavor profile too far.
Yeah, but that's the thing is that there's a lot of these brats out there that you can try.
Well, and then what do you think of like when I go to Wisconsin and I travel over there a fair amount? They're big on brats. It's like the brat capital of North America.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
As well as the cheese capital. And cheese heads. So
funny how that little triad happened right there. Yeah.
Had to get a little slap.
Right.
So theirs are almost all double grinds.
Right.
And that gives you a completely different looking brat. The ones your nephew sent to us that we used last weekend. That's a double grind.
Yeah, at least. Very fine grind. And what we're talking about is when you cut that brat open, the texture of the meat on the inside is going to be chunky. That's a single grind. Or if it's fine and smooth almost, that's a double grind, and it's simple. They've just run it through the grinder twice rather than once.
And I think Johnsonville brats are even home. Isn't their home base Wisconsin?
Yeah, I don't know.
I do believe, and that's a single grind sausage. But anyway, a lot of it has to do with the texture and the look and tradition and what you like, right?
Right.
I like them both. Most butchers are very opinionated on, well, no, I only do a single, or yes, of course you double.
Right.
I tend to like them both because they're meat.
Right.
like a hot dog is like a four grind.
The only difference, in my opinion, and it's simple, is the texture. Right, you don't get not in a single grind. You get knotty little pieces of texture where it's
cartilage
smooth.
Sometimes.
Right, it's smooth when they do the double grind, and I prefer a single grind myself. I don't mind it. It's a little bit chewy when I pop into it, but you know, the other people like them smooth, so it's whatever you like.
So another really simple grilling thing, and we're talking about things on a budget, especially. Is just sliders. Sliders are great if you want something simple, especially if you have a lot of people to feed and little kids. Because what I notice at my place when the pool's open, especially if we get big crowds, the kids will want to take a hamburger.
Sure.
And you find half of it later on. Zeus loves it because he, you know, scarfs up on all the leftovers. But I don't like throwing food away, and throwing half a burger away is kind of criminal.
Right.
So, and then another thing I would say would be maybe skewered foods are really simple. You can skewer anything. And
well, we're doing that right now with our tailgates that we're doing. We've got another one coming up next weekend at the Michigan State game. And, you know, skewers are walk-around food, and you can put anything on a skewer. My only recommendation with regard to skewers is make the meat all the same size when you cut it in cubit to put it on there. That way it gets done evenly.
Mm-hmm. You don't make it big enough so that you can skewer it
and
it doesn't fall apart when you actually jab that bamboo through it.
Right. Coming up next, the Full Belly Deli. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Your skin needs to be kissed on.